Welcome to A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. Here's your host, Hans Christian Vittinghus.
Hi guys and girls. I hope you enjoyed and liked the new intro. This is the one that I'm going to move forward with. So if you don't like it, that's not good news for me. But yeah, if you don't, then please let me know and I'll see what I can do. But hopefully most of you guys just enjoyed the new sound of the podcast. There will also be a few other sound effects today. There'll be one when I change the subject. And there will also be the new outro that is now finished, and I will have no technical difficulties today, so you'll be able to hear that one. So yeah, hopefully, as I said, you will enjoy the new sound of the podcast going forward. I won't promise there won't be any changes in the future. There might actually be a few fun twists to the intro and sound effects in the middle of the podcast, but yeah, we'll see as time goes what I can get in of fun stuff for sound effects for the podcast. Anyway, let's get to today's agenda. I wanted to give you all an update on what the entire badminton situation looks like for me right now. I haven't really updated you guys ever since the week right after the All England. The last few podcasts has been either in Danish or a Q&A podcast, so I haven't really updated you on the entire Corona situation for me and for badminton in general. So yeah, that's the agenda for today, and in the end I'll also answer three great questions that I got. Yeah, I got a lot more than three great questions, but I got I chose out three of them that I got last night on my Instagram. The badminton situation for me now is that I can still not do any training in the on the badminton court. All indoor sports arenas here in Denmark are still shut down. No exceptions, so no exceptions for professional athletes or national athletes, which I think is the right choice. I don't see why we should have different circumstances than other people who want to do sports. We need to play our part in this fight against the virus, so I think it's the right decision. But that does mean it's not frustrating for me sitting here for another week and not being able to train any play any badminton at all. But all my training is still being done at home, mostly outside, as the weather is pretty nice here in Denmark. So I'm doing physical training in my garden or on my porch, on the assault bike, or doing a bit of physical training with the hand weights or medicine balls and rubber bands and stuff like that. I'm still every second day doing online coaching sessions with Lena from Fit4U. I think I told you guys about her in a previous podcast. Maybe that was the Danish one. But yeah, she's a physical trainer, physiotherapist, so she can help me with some inspiration for my training. So it's not all the same programs I do all the time. So I do that every second day, and then I try to do a cardio session on the assault bike every second day as well. So yeah, that's basically what my training situation looks like. A lot of physical training, no badminton at all. And unfortunately, the Danish government just told us 2 days ago that they are gonna carry on the ban or the closed down arenas for until the 10th of May. So that's 1 month more. We still have 1 month to go before we hopefully can go back into the badminton halls, but we don't even know if they will open up at that time. But at least until the 10th of May, there will be no badminton as it looks right now. That also has hit my motivation a little bit for the physical training. That, and also the fact that all the events now internationally in May, June and July has been suspended by the BWF. Again, I think it's a good decision. I think it's a responsible decision. But it also means that there will be no badminton for me for many months, and that makes it a little bit more pointless to actually just go full out and do physical training like every single day, because there's not really any badminton in the near future for me. It doesn't mean I lost my motivation completely, not at all. And now I've had a couple of days to kind of digest the news that we won't be playing badminton until at earliest August in terms of competitions. And I don't even think it's going to be in August, but yeah, the tournaments in August are still not suspended, so maybe we can play at that time. But yeah, I've had a few days to digest the news, and the motivation is slowly getting back to the normal level. So I'm still trying to work hard in the physical training, even though it's hard to see the point right now. But I'm also thinking that next week, when we go back to a bit of a more normal everyday life here in Denmark, when we can start sending children to daycare again, I hope that my motivation will rise a little bit. I've been in a situation now where I've been watching my son Vincent almost 24/7 as my wife is working like normal, so that has made it difficult for me to do the normal training, do the physical training, as I only have a couple of hours in the middle of the day when he's asleep, or in the evening when he's asleep, where I can actually do training with any kind of quality. But starting next week, we can put him in daycare again. And then hopefully I'll have a bit more energy and not such a tight schedule where I have to do my training in a certain time frame. So I'm hoping that will actually boost my motivation a little bit and also boost the quality of my training. But yeah, that doesn't mean I haven't enjoyed my time with Vincent. Don't misunderstand it that way. But it is quite tough to keep your energy levels high for training when you are watching a 2-year-old 24/7. No doubt about that. As I said before, the events has been suspended, the international events for May, June and July. The Thomas Cup was supposed to be played in May and was moved to August. But yeah, 2 days ago, the government here in Denmark also said that any large gathering in Denmark will be banned until the end of August. We don't know exactly what a large gathering is, but the first time they said that a month or two ago, it was any gatherings with more than 1,000 people. So that sounds like the new dates for the Thomas Cup in August is going to be impossible for the Thomas Cup to be played at. We'll see. The Badminton Federation of Denmark and BWF has said that hopefully next week they can say something more about if the Thomas Cup will actually be played in August, or if it will be rescheduled again, or yeah, what they're going to choose to do. But for me, it seems quite unrealistic that there will be any badminton played in August, and to be frank with all of you, I also have a hard time seeing international badminton being played anytime this year, to be honest. It may sound crazy to say that, but I'm really beginning to struggle to see how any countries are just gonna allow people from 20, 25, 30 different countries just fly in and out of the countries to play tournaments without having to go into quarantine and any kind of control. I don't really see the countries just allowing that within the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, to be honest. I think the control is gonna be much more strict. But yeah, of course, I don't know. It's just my personal feeling. I really doubt that there will be a lot more international badminton this year. Of course, I'm hoping I'm mistaken, but yeah, I'm struggling to see that it will. International badminton will be on again anytime soon. But yeah, let's just hope for the best. There's really nothing else to do. Just hope and wait and wait and see. If I am correct, though, that there will be no international badminton in 2020, it does make me a little bit worried for the future in terms of my personal income and badminton in general, the money situation, the financial situation. I know badminton is not the most important thing in the world, and there's a lot more at stake right now. But it is important in for a lot of people in badminton, as it is also a job for us. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. But I have to admit that I am a little bit worried for the future of the sport right now. But we're not the only sport dealing with this situation. It's the same for many other sports. So yeah, again, we'll just have to wait and see. But I thought it would. Yeah, I have to be honest and say that, like people in more normal jobs, I'm also a bit worried about the future, even though I'm trying my best to stay as positive as possible. Right, moving on to the final part of today's podcast, answering three of your listener questions. I tried to choose three quite different ones. The first one is from a user called Badminton's Best on Instagram. They are asking, besides building 3D miniatures, what are your hobbies? And they're asking because I uploaded a story on my Instagram that you can also go see in the highlights, where I've been putting together the Schalke 04 football stadium. I've been putting it together. It's a 3D puzzle. So I've been doing that the last few days, and it's a new hobby of mine. It's the first time I ever did a 3D puzzle, but I actually find it oddly satisfying to do it and quite fun. So I think I'll do that a bit more in the coming months. But apart from that, I would say my two biggest hobbies outside of badminton and spending time with family and friends is probably reading books and watching sports, especially watching NFL. I do that quite a lot. C. Dibble is asking, what are some of the ways you vary your home workouts so they don't become boring? And I say the best way for me to mix it up a little bit is to try and get inspiration from other people. So one thing is that I'm doing this every second day, where, as I told you guys about before, where I'm doing online sessions with a coach. So obviously I invest a bit of money in that. I pay the coach to do that, but it's a great way to get more exercises and have someone push you and just make the training a bit more inspirational. And of course it doesn't have to be every second day for everyone, but I would highly suggest to do that, maybe just once a week or once every 2 weeks, just to get some inspiration. But if that's not a possibility, then there's lots of places you can get inspiration, especially right now where everyone is uploading live workout sessions on Instagram or YouTube. So I'm just trying to get inspiration from other people as to how to keep my workouts interesting. Final question today from Badminton Andy. He's asking, what is one thing you think coaches should try to improve at? I think that's a great question. And for me, the best coaches are the ones that are best at adapting to each player. It's not easy, especially if you do group sessions where you're trying to just do the same program for everyone. But I think it is a skill that coaches need to really try and take seriously, to try and really adjust their way of talking, the way of doing the training, and the way of setting up exercises to the individual players. I know it's not possible if you have 30 players to adapt individually to everyone, but you can do small things to try and adapt as well as possible, and maybe give the players a bit more freedom to select just few small elements in the exercises, so they can adapt it to their own needs and liking. So I think that's one key element that coaches should work on, being better at adapting to each individual player they're coaching. Right, guys, that'll be it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show, as always, and your feedback is more than welcome. Now it's time for the outro, so everything that that's left for me to say is just thanks for listening, guys, and I'll be back soon, hopefully. See you guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. If you enjoyed the show, please rate, share, and leave a comment in iTunes or your preferred podcast app.